Okay. A lot has went on within 2019 as far as like with the celebrities, this stuff in the news, Trump, everything. But my whole thing is you can't let things stress you out. You can't, because if you let things stress you out, then your health will decline. You will feel like, you know, we worrying about things that really has nothing to do with us, but in a way it do, because it do affect you. When you look at stuff and see stuff on the news, like I see somebody building burn down, you're going to be thinking in your head, oh my God, I wonder if my building burned down, or let me make sure everything is off in my house, like the stove. And, you know, you worry about stuff. Like when kids get killed and abused, you worry about, oh, if somebody touched my kid, I'm going to hurt them. You know, it's just everything goes through your head. You know, and I sit back and I think, like, some days, you know, I'm going to admit, I do get depressed. I ain't even going to hold you up. I think back at my life, and I could have did a lot of things better, you know? But I see other people, and I really have it better off, meaning that a lot of things in my life aren't that bad, you know? Some people are suffering more than me. I just really, really need to focus on some stuff in my life. And me worrying about other people is just, I don't know. But anyway, back to the topic. It's about the world news, period. About those people going over to the Dominican, there's Republic, what is it? Over to the Dominican area, I don't know. But they're coming back and they're dying. So I figure they're not poisoning people. It could be something in the food. It could be something like something they're eating. It could be anything. It could be like something that they're coming in contact in a hotel, or something they're inhaling and it's just killing them. I don't think they're over there killing people just to kill people, you know. But everyone has their own assumptions on how everything, you know, is. But basically, my whole thing is, if you don't travel, don't travel out of state. Don't travel out of the country. Go somewhere like Atlanta or Florida. It's pretty reserved. Even Hawaii. Hawaii is good. All that Dubai and Iran and Egypt, Paris. I'm not going nowhere where it's going to be a lot of guns, a lot of killing, and you fearing for your life. You gotta have all this blood work just to go over country. No, I'm not going nowhere and bringing nothing back to my family. No diseases, period. You know? But I guess people just, I don't know. It's good to travel. It's good to meet people. It's good to mingle. You do whatever you want. Have fun. Eat whatever you want. But you gotta think of the consequences when you do everything. What you eat, where you go, what you wear, how you work, everything. What you say out your mouth, because everybody is listening. Everything affects everybody. You can walk down the street with something tight on. Somebody be like, hey, what's up, girl? Give me your number. Give me your number, boo. And you'll be like, oh my God, why is he talking to me like this? Because you went out the house with no underwear on, with a tight skirt on, and a bra. Of course you'll get the negative before the positive. I mean, they're going to say stuff nasty to you. You know, and if it hurts your feelings, well, my whole thing, you shouldn't have went out the house with underwear on. As far as, a lot of people say a lot of negative stuff to people because they're not happy with themselves. But my whole thing is, when I look at the news, I feel bad. I feel bad for people that are struggling. If I had a lot of money, I would help a lot of people. A lot of people. I would give back to everybody. I try my best to help my family and to help my friends. And if whoever needs help, I give my last to somebody. But this stuff that goes on the news, it's just sad. Everything's sad. it has to be happy days. Has to be more happy days. I just don't know. But I'll catch you on the next slide. Catch you on the next show. Bye.